Okay, call our meeting back to order. James, you want to go first? You had questions?
Yeah, I just have one question, and the answer's probably simple.
Hope so.
But
what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that actually happening?
I'll go in as James Strahan, the county assessor. Do you want me to go in that way and say I'm going to put a simple answer to you or a question? My employees, I've been here 12 years, had a lot of my employees through that cycle, and the insurance through the past has always been the reason the premiums go up is you guys are just unhealthy. Your group's unhealthy, and of course, through the years, we at one time I think we had four or five cancer patients and two or three open hearts back years ago, and sure, the premiums the next year boosted way up. But I understand in the last couple of years, and from listening to some numbers this morning, that we've actually been a fairly well group, fairly healthy, to speak, even with the H1N1 outbreak. But now the employees are seeing their health being better and maybe not going to the doctor as often, as sometimes we get discouraged with them for going so much. But for being well, their premiums are going up. So I can understand the numbers a little bit, but they're having a terrible time understanding the numbers on why there would be. And they do understand that, because I made that at no uncertain point. This is a benefit, guys. This isn't. But if you've got your family that you're insuring, it affects you. So my question was, and I have had part of it answered, if we are basically raising premiums because we're unhealthy, why are we raising premiums? Because we are healthy. And that's just the simple.
That's a simple question?
Simple question.
Jack, you're the presiding commissioner. You can answer that.
Someone like to answer that simple question?
John, why don't you answer that question?
I mean,
don't feel pressured. I mean, yeah.
All right. And I appreciate the question, James, and I don't know if there is a simple answer to that. You're applying logic to insurance, and that doesn't always fit together. But basically, guys, I guess the best way I'd answer that question is there is renewal formulas. If you'll remember, you guys were seeing some very significant increases in your health insurance premiums a few years back. I think you got a 70% renewal increase at one point.
Have your name, because we're being listened to by several people over the...
Yes, sir. This is John Akers. Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. The reality is that obviously, you know, this has been out to market. We've taken a look at basically all the players in insurance in the marketplace. Cox, Mercy obviously came back with a little better rate, but a little different quote. There were several insurance carriers, Anthem, Blue Cross, so on and so forth, that came back with actually a higher rate. So when you look at the math, your claims experience this year was 80%, which means that for the dollars that were paid, 80% of those dollars went out to pay purely claims, okay, Cox, Skaggs, doctors, whatever it is. There is a charge. Obviously, the insurance company has to charge for their services, their administrative loads, those kind of things. That load runs roughly 15%. Somewhere in that neighborhood, all in. And there's a renewal calculation, Chuck, actually came to your attention. I assume you guys have that had those calculations in it. All that to say, one of the biggest problems with health insurance, even if you take the 80%, and even if you take the 15% on top of that in administrative costs, that's 95%. But health insurance goes up at a much faster clip than does everything else in life. And unfortunately, what we're seeing right now with prices going down in some capacity, you know, those other things, we have not seen that completely in the health insurance marketplace. Most health insurance carriers are predicting anywhere from 10 to 13% increase in the cost of doing business for next year. That's just same bundle of claims, same things that you do. Anthem Blue Cross is at 13 right now, is a good example. If you take those numbers, add them together, that's where your renewal increase is coming out. Not to say that you guys are doing poorly. An 80% loss ratio is actually pretty good. But when you look at the overall cost of the benefit, the overall cost of administration, and then you look at what is that same benefit package going to cost for next year, that's where they're coming up with a renewal increase. James, I understand. It's going up everywhere. I mean, it's a tough deal. I wish I had a magic bullet, and maybe this time next year we'll all have Obamacare, and we won't have to worry about it. But that being said, yeah, we'll take that for what you're worth right there. But that being said, that's how they come up with it, with the renewal methodology. Again, the fact that all the carriers came out, that Cox is basically the second lowest, I think hopefully would give you some feeling that they're doing a good job for you. Again, our job's not to recommend one carrier over the other. I know you guys are still wrestling a little bit with which one to go with. That's the best answer I can give you.
Thank you. Did a good job, I think.
Well, thank you.
Is that the information she sent you this morning?
No, this is my old information. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so let me kind of jump in here where I left it off. I made a motion to table this just to discuss. I mean, the first question, the foremost question is, are we switching agents, or what's the is that something to even consider? After looking through the statutes and all that, minimum requirement, and I'm going to give you some timelines where we're going here. So minimum timeline is 21 days to do an RFQ properly by statute, minimum. Most likely it'd be closer to 30. So, but 21 days is what we have to get it posted in the paper and all those things. That's the first timeline date. Don and Rick and Dixie are all saying we need at least 21 days, if not 30 days, for the employees to go through and select their cafeteria plan and all that. Okay? The other thing that we have a hard stop date on is our flex spending account, which goes into effect January 1st. We have to have everything set and signed up, otherwise no employee can take advantage of that flex account. So the problem we've got is that we've got a hard stop of the 1st of January. Okay, from what I can tell from Don and Rick and Dixie, what they're saying is, and we need at least 21 days, so we're saying, worst case scenario, December 7th, December 10th, we have to have a decision made to make those timelines. Well, I don't see how we can do an RFQ in that time frame. I mean, that's where I'm going through, and that's where we're struggling. We have basically 10 days to do an RFQ for us to make the timelines that we're trying to make for that January 1st effective date because of the flex account that we've got. Which is nearly impossible. So that's what I've found. I told you I'd do some checking and do some of the key dates. Those are some of the key dates that we've got. We can't move. So,
are you any more discussion
on that?
Yeah. Do we need to discuss it anymore? Or are you?
Well, let me. I mean, I don't think we get. I don't think we physically have the time. But let me. Bob asked me a question. We were at lunch and going through this. He asked me, "What's my thoughts on why am I even looking at this?" And I'm addressing this to Acres, just so you guys know. We have a wellness program that a wellness center that we're kicking off. We've made a commitment as a county commission. I know we're going to need help. Okay, and. I'm going to assume some things here, and these guys can chime in and say you're wrong, but I'm assuming that if we're going to get it kicked off properly and get the attention necessary, one or all of us are going to have to commit a lot of time to making sure this thing's a success. Otherwise, it's just going to be a room with some equipment that never gets used, and we'll convert it to a storage room, and then eventually it'll be offices for something else. And that's not what we want to do. So my perspective was why I was even entertaining the Connell Insurance was because of the extra hours that I would gain back not having to spend time trying to develop a wellness program and having to spend the time to find someone who can help me promote it and actually do it right. I don't want to reinvent the wheel here. I don't think I need to. It appears that Connell has a program in place that's very intriguing for that we could plug in place right now and actually start working. So that's why I was even entertaining the whole additional, because the HR services that we do get from Connell right now, very beneficial to the county,
We don't have a true HR department. We have Dixie as our benefits administrator, and we know where we want to get to, but from my perspective, we're not there. We haven't arrived yet, so we need all the extra help. Lynette has been a truly great help. Every time I've called her, she's been a great help and a basically free service, I guess you would say, because of the commitment that we've made to Connell with what insurance we have paid. That's why when I looked at a wellness person also, my previous experience says they've helped us before, they could help us again. Now, with that said, we still don't have time. I don't see how we have time to do an RFQ at this point. So,
my choice still is to not make an agent change at this time.
Right.
So, unless we need to discuss it more.
Well, I just want to hear Danny's thoughts are.
Well, I think I pretty well said everything that the reasoning behind my discussion this morning and the benefit. Basically, both companies have provided a great service to the county. We're very fortunate to have two companies in the county that provide the services that they do. If a timeline is a factor, I know that Rick visited with me and Dixie about the timeline as far as the flex plan. And, of course, that is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be at the point of where we're struggling to make sure that everybody's insured over the who the agent is. I want to make sure that everybody in the county is insured to the best that I think that they can be. And as you well know, the Cox plan is the plan that I was going to stand behind from the word go. Mm-hmm. And the letter from Mr. Connell saying that he thought he could get it to a flat premium on that was very much of interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I don't think there's any decision to be made if there's no timeline. If the timeline can't be met, there's no decision to be made. Although my decision, and I'll just say this to Akers as well as Connell, if we could have worked this out to where there was no percentage renewal, you know, I'd be ready to go with Mr. Connell on what is promised in this statement. But if we have no alternative whatsoever as far as the timeline, I can't see that we have a discussion.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, hang on just a second, Bill. Do we want to bring it up for Bill and anybody else, Tim, or whoever wants to speak, or we set it, leaving our agent as be?
I think, unless I've explained
what I'm hearing,
what I'm saying is that there's no reason to discuss about an agent versus the other agent because we don't physically have the time.
Okay.
We ran out of calendar days.
Okay.
That brings up another issue we don't want to leave.
Well, let's do this issue and then go to your next one.
Well, it's the same issue, Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Is next year we start this process in September or
right.
October to where we have some flexibility to work on this same issue, that we don't have a date that is conflicting with the best interest of the county employees.
So you're saying you want to hear from agents today, or you don't want to hear from agents today?
No. If there's a timeline that can't be reached, there's no need for me to talk about it from the agents.
Our attorney has something
to ask. I have a question. You know, we've got one guy that says he can save us 4%, and we've got somebody else bringing us that at the 4% increase. Is there any way to save the 4%?
Well, I guess...
Whoever does it.
Well, I guess at this point, though, we can't switch. I mean, basically, going through the timeline with you and with an understanding, it doesn't really matter. It appears to me that we have to... This sounds much worse than it is, John and Bill. So we have to be with Acres, just because of the timeline. It appears that we don't have the time
to do the RFQs right. Takes a little bit more time.
30, but we have a January 1st hard date of the flex accounts that we are set up with. That is it. Assurant, is that who we use, or is it Aflac or whoever?
ASI.
Okay. So I mean, that's the problem. That date just can't move. Mm-hmm. So I would say. We don't need to hear from agents.
I'm in agreement with you. That's just what I got through saying. I think that we have put ourselves in this position, and now, are we going to move on to the other issue in discussion? Because I have concerns that we've got. Acres who moved a percentage, and we have another that quoted another existing percentage, and then we had one that said it was flat on Mercy. I will not put the county employees in a position or put myself in a position of being criticized if we go with Mercy on a flat rate this year and a 70% increase next year, like was proposed in 2005 whenever I came on board. I don't know whenever you say there's no control over that, if there is or if there isn't. I just will not be put in that position again. So
you're saying you're not in favor of us moving to Mercy?
I'm standing my ground is what I'm saying. I'm not going to move to Mercy.
Okay.
I want to go ahead, sir.
No, you go ahead.
No.
I'm in the opinion to move to Mercy. And I'll need Vicki's help one more time. You gave us, come up here if you would, Vicki, okay. If you don't mind. You gave us one page here, says sole option for Mercy.
Yes.
Has four different plans.
Yes.
And then you gave us another one that I don't have in front of me that was after that, I believe, that had one other.
No, the one with PPO. The four plans, the one that says sole option, that was the latest one.
Okay, I thought there was one other.
But
I'm sorry.
But before we go to Mercy, Cox has the same option. Cox has different options, correct? I mean,
yes.
You sent us.
Yeah, the renewal, there were different options on Cox, but they weren't the same as this one.
Make a proposal.
Well, I'm not sure exactly ready. I mean, part of the discussion is, do we do urgent? In order for us to lower our Cox rate, we'll have to increase the urgent care visit and the emergency room visit.
I don't think so.
No.
I think...
if we go through Cox.
Okay, if you stay with Cox.
Yes.
Okay. To lower the rate... to go to a minus 2%. Right now, the renewal is 4. But to go, let's say a minus 4%, which would get
flat. Are you sticking
flat.
With Cox? Or?
I'm talking Cox.
Okay.
Okay. On your renewal option 4... basically, it was the HMO 70 with a $3,000 out-of-pocket instead of two. You currently have a $2,000 out-of-pocket. The plan pays 70%. The employee pays 30 until their out-of-pockets reach. So if you went to that option four with Cox, you would have a flat renewal, but you would increase the out-of-pocket for the employees. You would increase the office visit copay to $30 instead of $20. You would increase the emergency room to $150. I think that's what you were thinking of right there, Jim.
Yeah, but that's not the one I was thinking about, too. Okay,
and then you were and then the urgent care would be $50. And that would, and you'd increase the prescription drug card to $10.35.75 instead of $8.25.45. That would give you a flat renewal with Cox.
Okay. Now, okay. I want to stress something here that Mr. Paulson said earlier, and Bob, I don't know whether you have your figures with you or not, but you did 3,000. You said it was approximately $3,000 per employee.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
an average. Well, we're taking averages here. We're talking about to get a flat rate that they're going to use. You got to have $2,000 worth of versus $3,000 worth. The 4% on the $2,000, right? Am I right?
I'm following you so far.
You're following me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What percentage went over the 2,000 though? If you could know that number.
I'm taking the average of the 3,000 that you quoted earlier, whenever you quoted the figures that Cox had last year, it approximately cost us $3,000
per employee.
Per employee. So when we say that, then how do you justify, because you reach your deductible at 2,000 and have no benefit.
If four people were at 100,000 and everybody else was under 2,000 or under, they would have never reached the.
There's lots of people never reached their.
Their out of pocket limit.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, that money's out of their pocket no matter what the situation is. Whenever they're talking about their monthly premium or whatever, they never reached that point.
How many people went over the 2,000 though and benefited from the 2,000 deductible? Rather than the 3,000 would be the number you're
looking
for.
That's the number that you would be looking for. And that's the reason that I have an uncomfortable feeling with these tremendous rate hikes. I've seen it happen. I mean, it's not something we're saying possibly, could, maybe, it happened.
Yeah, it did. I was looking to see if I have anything that, you know, we have shock claims as far as how many actually, well, they might have met that.
Basically, how many exceeded the 2,000?
I don't know that I can tell that, Danny.
Well, you know where I'm going, Jim and Chuck. You know, you understand why if we went to get the Cox plan down to a flat increase,
mm-hmm.
But it's not on here, is it?
We'd have to do the 3,000, and that's
well, if we have
only very few people that's going to reach that $3,000 deductible.
Well, anybody that went over the 2,000 would be harmed to the extent of $1,000, possibly.
Well, sure, but you got 100. You mentioned the 75. Go ahead with your emergency room limits again, because I don't have that paperwork right here with
me.
Yes. To get it to that location.
Danny, to answer your question, I'm not sure that it's there, but just the number of claims that they were showing here, the large claims, it looks like there was like 27 people that may have gone over. I can get the exact figure for you, but may have gone over the 2,000.
And everybody else paid out of pocket. Mm-hmm. So the benefit for 27 people versus that was over the 3,000. You see, you say three or two? Which one did you say?
Over the two.
So that's $27,000 that would be saved for those employees by being at 2,000 rather than a $3,000 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So you save $27,000 for those employees potentially.
$1,000 a piece.
Right, if they reached 3,000 and they didn't just go to 2,100 or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to you. We were talking about increasing the emergency room to 150.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Instead of 75.
Right.
And I think, you know, we talked about that. The emergency room is a great benefit. However, if people use that instead of office visits, they're actually costing the county more
or
money.
Or abuse it. Okay. And we had,
that's what I mean,
we had the same amount of people use urgent care that we did emergency room last year, or within 5 or 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 79 versus 71. What, do you have those numbers?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it's
but within, yeah, you're right. We
within
looked at
9
that,
people use the same. Because it's so affordable, and that's part of the thing. And urgent care is supposed to supplement the emergency room. It's not supposed to be the same numbers. There should be less people using emergency, more people in urgent,
right.
And everyone else who's using it, their general practitioner for everything else.
Okay, we had 82 people use the emergency room, and we had 83 use urgent care.
Gotcha. That was in the 70s.
Okay, that was 2008, excuse me. And then the 2009, we had 77 and 56 on emergency room, I mean urgent care. So we had 77 emergency room and 56 for 2009 for this one.
Gotcha.
You had less people using your urgent care.
So, yeah, and that is exactly reversed from what we want.
Right. We'd rather them use the urgent care and the office visits than emergency room.
The only way you change that behavior is you raise the
fee. I can't go with a higher deductible and raise those fees.
No, you have to go to a mercy sole option or something like that where you do something like that. Because Cox doesn't offer that option. Because what I didn't want to do is change the office visit price. So that's what everyone's using that. To raise everyone's office visit by $10 under option 4 is not... I don't think that's what I'm trying to get to.
And the whole thing of it is you're not trying to reach your deductible as quick as you can, so you can so you can receive the benefit. I mean, is all we have left in discussion if we're going to go with Mercy or Cox?
Really, what I'd like to do, I'm trying to tell where my thought would be, come up with the Cox plan that we're interested in, the Mercy plan, and then have our agent go back to Cox and say, okay, this is the Mercy plan they're going with, unless you can go zero, because we know you went zero. That's what my hope would be.
Well, I didn't want to bring this up, but I'll bring it up.
Go ahead.
We had a phone call last week, and Cox had been called, mm-hmm. We're aware of it, and I returned the phone call to find out what happened. And I talked to a lady, and I don't remember her name, at Cox,
mm-hmm.
and explained that you were for want mm-hmm. to go to something else. Danny and I voted,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at it again and possibly
mm-hmm.
going to make a change.
Right.
And I said, and I think we'd already said it through Akers and Arnie previously, but I said to this lady, who was very kind, we spent a half hour on the phone, I bet. I said, towards the end of the conversation, I said, well, I'm just to be frank with you, I'm looking real serious about changing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to come down, you need to come down.
Right.
And I haven't heard from her since then.
You got an email this morning. Did you read it?
No.
I have a copy. I'll look for you.
I looked at my emails at lunch, and I'm...
Well, I mean, you're supposed to get an email. You didn't get my emails either, so I don't know if there's something that...
What's it say? That's all I care.
It basically says they can't come down. Okay. They reviewed it, and that they've done everything they can.
There we go.
So that answers that question.
That's on the same plan, question. Now, that you have. They can't come down with
it. Right. Mm-hmm. So does that answer
that
your question?
That answers that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Basically, they need a profit of $322,000.
Hmm?
They basically need a profit of $322,000 off of us.
Yeah, they made $300,000 plus off of Taney County last year after all expenses were paid.
Mylon Smith.
Mayling.
Mayling Smith. Uh-huh,
yeah.
I can see it. Okay. So we need a proposal. What I was looking for, Vicki, was... On the Mercy was the PPO plan number 7 revised that ended with an employee cost of $317.
Okay.
I can't find that in my mess of stuff here.
That's the sole choice plan, correct?
Sole choice, sole option, yeah.
And they had come back with one at $316, but let me find. Yeah, there is a $317 somewhere.
Well, I have it right here.
Do you?
On my computer here. It changes the urgent care from 40 to 50. It changes the emergency room from 75 to 100.
That's the same thing I have.
It keeps the prescriptions the way they are. Offices are $25. What's your office? Is that the same
20?
No, you have 20 right now.
Is that the version here? Version A?
That's the one I'm talking about. And it the office visits
went up by $5.
$25 and $35 from 20 and 20 is what we're at today. And it raised the emergency room. So that's all I need to know.
Now, that would be a reduction of how much for us then?
It would be, it comes out to be $316.48 per employee for the one that Chuck and I are looking at.
So 316 versus the 355 we pay now, correct?
Well, you mean versus the increase from Cox?
What do we pay right now?
According to this,
$342.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, and 355 is what it's going to.
Chuck, is this the one we were talking about? I brought up a long time ago. This is the one I was leaning
towards. That one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And
which would give everyone a pay? Would give them. So, making sure the deductible doesn't change, correct?
There is no deductible. Be out of pocket, $2,000.
What?
I don't think you're going to get any support from me there.
On this one?
I want you to look at this one and support me.
You're saying look at that one, but don't really look at that
one. I'm not in favor of that one.
Okay.
Because it raises the office visits, as you just said a few minutes ago, from 20 to 25.
Okay.
And from 20 to 35 on specialist. And it also raises the emergency room to 100, which is currently at 75, I believe.
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to find. Let me just look at this thing because I don't have it on. I can't find that one.
Jim, you had asked that PPO plan 7 revised one, the one in the upper left hand corner. Now that's the one that keeps the office visit 20, keeps the emergency room at 75. It raises the urgent care to 50, and it raises the prescription. The generic part takes it from 8 to 10. But the 25-45 is the same, so that's the only difference in that. Now it's 324 instead of 316, though. It's an extra $8.
May I ask you? I'm looking at the. Since we're just talking revision, you guys just have to follow along because you have no paper. But the revision number 3 below it.
Okay.
What's the differences on that one?
$25.35 on the office.
Never mind.
That your office visits your driver. I mean, that's what's costing the most.
So version one, would our current emergency room is 75?
Yes.
Our current urgent care is 40.
Yes.
Our current generic prescription is 8 or 10?
Eight.
Okay, and we have the 70/50 on the coinsurance. That's all the same.
Yes.
It's a good plan.
So let me ask you, that would save the county basically $18 an employee.
The $324.44?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Per month?
So subtract, are you subtracting it from the, it's $355 is what your current renewal is?
Yeah, but this is a current existing is $342?
Yes.
And that's an annual number per employee? No, that's a
monthly
number.
Yes.
So we would go down to 324, which is $18, times the
60,264 for the year.
$60,000 savings there.
For the year, just on employee costs.
But $18 per month.
18 times 279 times 12 is 60,000.
That 18 per month is where I want to talk. We're in discussion here.
Right.
We have in the past, and we are presently paying $100 on the family policy, additional monies to the family policy. Am I right?
Yes. We are paying $100 extra, yes.
Then I would like to look at the, we're meeting with Mr. Auditor back there just as soon as this, Mr. Finley, just as soon as this is over with, I would like to look at it and consider staying where we're at and paying the $18 per employee on their plan.
It won't be 18. It'll be eight, it'll be 18 is where we're for 09. If we renew, it's $255. It would be $13 more per employee. So if you're going to do that, it'd be 13 plus the 18, which would be $31 per employee per month. Plus, well, then there's the then we have to also look at the family plan too.
Well, now that didn't vary that much from what they're paying now. I looked at that this morning. What was it, $291 or $990?
Bob said his plan was $300, or what would you?
Well, that's what I was going off of. That's when he was going off of $15, extra $15 a month.
Currently, no, I'm talking when we met the other day, because I heard much discussion from employees that felt like we were not being responsible by raising
currently
the higher rate, and then they're going to have to pay the higher rate on their family as well as the county paying the higher rate. Was expressed very strongly.
It would save the household, an employee and family, it would save the $44. I mean, I'm going off of 09. I mean, I guess the question is, do we go off the renewal numbers or not renewal numbers? Basically, it's $44 per month for the family plan. It would be $26 for the employee and children plan, and it would be $34 per month for the employee and spouse plan.
It'd extra or
savings.
So I hear a motion. I'm not rushing here, nothing.
Feel.
It's the closest thing we've got to what we have, and it's a savings. The only thing that's higher is the urgent care. That's $10 higher, and $2 on low-cost prescriptions, which a lot of people, when they're at that, go to the $4 prescription, I understand.
I do.
That may
it's
not
four
even,
instead of two.
May not even be an issue.
Let me ask you another question here.
Okay.
I have the comparison of the Mercy plan that they came in and matched what we're having now. Is that correct?
Yes, they did.
Is that?
And that was at a rate hold. That was $342 on your employee only cost.
Is that this one, Vicki, Solutions HMO?
Yes. Well, the Solutions HMO is what you have with Cox.
And Mercy.
They matched it.
To match that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's not what I was looking at. I was looking at this form, but this form's not the right. Okay. Danny, tell me your. So your thing is you'd rather supplement $18.
I'd rather supplement the $18 per employee. When we get down to talking about budget, and we get down to talking about raises, and when we get down to talking about paying for sick leave, I'm just going to put it out there straight. I'm not going to be very popular with the county employees whenever I talk about paying back benefits that are benefits. And the fact is that we could have took the money that we have are arguing about here in this discussion if we had never entered into a plan to where we pay that money. They can take that money that we're paying back to them off of the sick leave policy and paid for the insurance and been money ahead.
But this
didn't pass that, did it?
This is the part
well,
of the problem.
Passed it, yeah, but I'm talking about it's part of the discussion, Bob, that I want to have.
That's not $18. It's $31. And the other thing is that's the employee side of it. What about we also have to pick up the county side of it?
Okay, here's what we did. Previously, we entered into a discussion, and we couldn't come up with everything. The employees came to us, and they thought that their insurance premiums were too high. So the premium, the county pitched in $100 on the family
right
plan.
Right.
Not on any other part of
all
it.
All the benefit plan you get.
All benefit plan?
Get the $100.
When they add the benefit and beneficiaries on, they get the $100.
Okay.
Dependents, right?
Yeah, dependent. Okay. Doesn't matter if okay. Spouse, children, whatever, family.
Right, okay.
That's the reason I want to look at the budget and see if it be possible that we add on the supplemental amount and stay with the company that we have.
But the reason that doesn't make financial sense is because that's just the employee side of the. We also have to pick up the county side, because is that correct? I mean, we're giving the $18 to the employees. What about the? Am I doing the math funny here? I may be doing my math funny.
I agree with you. It doesn't make financial sense, but that's you know what you're doing. Basically, Danny's saying pay $18 more for those people that have benefits or that have
dependents. Yeah.
Or injured, but I think he's in. Is that
yep. Right, 16. Or whatever, it doesn't have to be the $18 figure. It could be 25 or whatever the figure is, but we pick it up instead of the employee picking it up.
Okay, if I can help. Your current plan is 342. If you stay with Cox, it's going to 355. So that's the $13 difference that you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on the employee-only cost.
That's what
y'all pay
about.
All of it anyway. So you're going to pick up that.
Right.
Okay.
It's the family side.
Yeah, it's the family side. It's $992. Now, that includes that $342. So you'd have to do some math. I'm not that good. And that's going, the $992 is going to $1,030. So that is that's $38. On the family.
So it's going to $1,030 on that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even see that on that PPO plan.
That well, now that's not the PPO. That's the HMO I'm looking at. That's where most of the people are at.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we don't have that.
It's okay.
Here available.
It's $456 a year per.
Yeah, it's more
per
than
policy.
It's more than $18.
It's probably around $100,000.
It's going to be about $100,000. The counties would have to pick up to do that. Because there's an employee side and there's a county side, and that's what I was trying to explain, is that we've got both, we're going to pick up both sides of the increase. That's where you're going to put $100,000 burden under the county, which.
But if it's just for the families who have families, that's not all of the employees. That's not the full 279 number, right?
No.
That's 116, I think.
It is. It's 114.
Yeah.
113.
When we made that decision, when you guys made that decision before, the reason you decided that you would add on $100
$51.5
are usually when you get dependents on your health insurance,
yeah.
They are healthier people. You get the kids on there that are usually.
Jim, it's 51,000.
And that was the rationale
over
for doing that.
Right.
If you're gonna pay
and that's the same thing I'm doing here.
At 39 or whatever, it's 51.
Yeah.
That's the same thing I'm doing here. That is trying to add numbers.
Then the difference is when we, from my standpoint, think of me as a financial person. From my standpoint, we were spending $100, but we were pulling in people that caused our rates to stay lower.
Yes.
What you're doing is adding $18 to the finances of the county, and it's good for your people. Maybe those people have dependents. It's good for your people who have dependents. It's bad for them because they can't get as much raise. So no, I can't see it the same line. Does that make any sense?
Makes about as much sense as what I said. That's I see what.
I see what you're saying, and it's a good thought for the employees with dependents. Some of the employees that don't keep their dependents on there, it would be a bad thought. The only way I could even say justify it is that some of those people might say, well, I'm going to put my dependents on here. I don't think that's going to happen over $18.
Right.
I could be wrong. I don't think it will.
All right. Vicki, so going back to this PPO Plan 7, this is a sole option plan.
Yes.
How does that affect, I mean, within Taney County, all the doctors basically are both Cox and Mercy. Is that correct?
Right.
So from the general.
I never say all, but yes.
Majority are there will be no impact unless they're seeing a specialist.
Unless they're going to Springfield.
Okay.
And then they are on a separate
doctor. And we know that there's, what, 15 to 20 of those people?
I don't know.
Okay. We don't have a...
Doing what?
Do you have any idea how many people are going to Springfield to see specialists?
I think I'm down to two that are seeing specialists that will be inconvenienced if we change Mercy. I think the rest of them are happy to make that change. That's my understanding.
All right, and I'm going to move that we go with... Now, make sure before I make this motion, the motion to reconsider means I can make another motion, correct?
Yes.
All right. Then I'm going to move that we go to the sole option Mercy Plan, number 7, revision 1, with Acres and Arning as our agent, as it's presented here. I think that's what this is the one I'm talking about, Chuck. It's basically, it's going to raise urgent care by $10. And raise our prescription from $8 generic to $10. Everything else looks identically the same. So, with that, the employee price, just so we know, is $324.44. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's
the one you got.
That's
Vicky?
What I'm looking at. Right.
The $665 for the employee and spouse, and then $551 for employee children, and then employee family is $941.04.
Yeah.
Is that the one we're
yes.
talking about? Okay. That's my motion.
I'll second your motion. Now, just for clarity, is there anything we need to add to what Jim just said? That we are, with those two exceptions, the urgent care going up $10 and the low prescription going from
$8 to $10.
What else should we be aware of that there's going to be change?
Well, you're going to have a different pharmacy, managed pharmacy care. Anytime you change companies, you're going to have some differences, Chuck. Those are just the major differences.
If we can, excuse me for interrupting,
sure.
But any of those kind of things that you can bring to our attention now, because sooner or later they're going to come out, it'd be better if we knew them now. So go ahead.
A whole lot better.
I don't know of any. I mean, you know, it's just, no.
Okay.
Those are the major changes.
Why? Okay, so this
and the
goes
doctors.
This goes away from the HMO PPO type. This is actually a PPO plan.
This is PPO with zero deductible.
Okay.
Yeah. So and what it does basically, instead of having two plans, because right now you do have two. You've got your HMO, which on the HMO people cannot go out of network. Okay, unless it's an emergency or they're in a car wreck or accident or something somewhere. Okay. If they got it approved through Cox, you know, they could go through an approval process. The PPO is what some of your people are on, and basically a PPO, you've got different networks. And so by going to the one with a PPO, you're going to cut down administration a lot.
Okay.
As far as Dixie and your HR people are concerned.
Okay.
Okay. And now people don't, if you do this, they don't have to choose, I want the PPO or I want the HMO. They get the PPO, that's what's in there. They do have, see, there's a law that you have to offer an open access, that you know.
Right.
And that's why right now you have the HMO with a separate PPO plan.
Right.
But when you go to PPO, you have the open access. So that's.
Okay.
Was that clear as mud?
And the current folks that are on our PPO today, this is as good a plan for them as what they're on today?
It's better.
It's a better plan.
Right now, the people that are on your PPO have a $1,000 deductible plan with a $2,500 out-of-pocket, which makes total $3,500 out-of-pocket plus copays, et cetera. Well, this one, they're not going to have a deductible, and they're going to have a $2,000 out-of-pocket. So it's
number,
a better plan.
Is that number 9? Is that
number That's number 7.
No, I'm talking about the number of people that's on that plan.
Oh,
I don't know.
We got it here.
We don't know any, but it's not
very
large. 9, 10.
Yeah.
So okay. Not very many are on that. The people that were on that, I know that an ex-commissioner is on that, took
11.
COBRA. just so they could have the out-of-network facilities. How many?
11.
11. 11, okay.
A lot of those people that are on there are going to be people paying because they're going to have the policy.
The numbers you gave me this morning were 166, 31, 71, and 11 on the different policies, so that should be the 11.
Okay. What were those numbers again? You guessed
them? 166, 31, 71, and 11.
11 is the family.
The 11 is family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Family. That wasn't a different plan.
Okay, I apologize.
I think it was 9 or 10 or 11 like that, as I've heard that in a previous discussion.
Very few.
So what this will do is we'll save the employees on their monthly medical insurance out of their paycheck. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's what you're looking at is with that plan, that family rate's 941, and current family rate is 992 on the HMO, 927 on the PPO. So it's a little higher than the PPO family rate.
Say that again. The PPO family,
the
current
PPO
users.
The current PPO family rate is 927. It's going to 965. This plan you just said is 941.
Correct.
So it's less than the renewal. It's a little bit higher than current, but it's less than the renewal.
Okay.
So
we're at 342 is currently what we're paying. We're paying 701 currently for employee spouse. Is that correct?
That's right. And it's going. And this would be 665.
We're
going
to go to 665 per month. Employee children goes from 581 to 551.
Uh-huh. 551.16.
Okay. And then the current family, employee family, is 992, and that will go to 941.04.
Right.
Plus it saves the county some money, too.
So it reduces all the dependent cost for this year.
Okay.
Any more discussion or comment?
And then we pick up the three. We're still picking up the 100.
Yeah, that doesn't change. The same.
It doesn't change. So that there's $300,000 that we're picking up from the county's side of the employment insurance.
What now?
It's $100 for everyone that's on the family. 116 instead of 300, so it'd be 100.
$100 a month, is that what
you're
saying?
Yep. So it'd be 116.
That's everybody, all 279?
Anybody, yeah. Yeah, that was in the discussion there a while ago.
No, are you
33?
That's an employee, that's a county. It's not affecting.
No, it's not in your plan. I'm trying to work something that is outside the realm of what we're discussing here. I'm trying to figure out the benefits package for the employees.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So shouldn't have brought it up. But
you're paying $100 for dependents.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to pay an extra $100 on.
No extra.
Oh, okay.
No extra. We're not. We're just leaving the way it is.
Okay.
Candy got a jiggle out of that anyway.
She thought she got a pay raise. I was like, does James have a question? I thought he raised his hand. Did you want to say something?
Well, I thought I heard Rick look at Danny while ago, and he said that was all insured.
What?
Not family, not just family. I thought you said it was everyone.
Any dependent.
Anyone with a dependent.
If you have an employee plus something, we pay the $100 plus for the plus.
Any dependent, whether it's one child,
spouse, family, or children plan,
okay.
Or family.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
So that's 113. Right. Be all the other numbers except the 166.
Yeah.
So it'd be 31, 71, and 11 are all the ones with dependents.
Right.
So it'd be 113 times the 100.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something different. Okay.
Any other discussion? Are we ready to vote, you think?
I think so.
Think so? Other discussion, sir?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for going through the battle with us.
Okay. So, okay, I'll need to get you to sign the deal for it, to get it done. And
we'll
now do you want
mercy here for our
For Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday.
I'm going to be here all day, and I'll have somebody from Mercy here. And we should probably have mandatory meetings so that everybody can come in here and sign up. We need to get it done, get application, ID cards issued.
That was my next question, with ID cards. So one year we changed my business, it cost me quite a bit.
You didn't get your ID card and stuff?
Yeah, right, the first year.
Yeah. Yeah, if we can get everybody to come in Wednesday while we're doing all the health fair and everything, okay, we'll get them on.
30 days is reasonable to get the cards, everybody in good shape.
Yeah, of course, you know, this is a holiday month, but we're going to push it and try to get them in here.
It's Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas.
But if nothing else, Mercy will just have to have the people work overtime, I guess.
Did I mention September and October next year?
You did.
Yeah. Now, Danny, I did start this in October.
I know.
But we'll do better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki, and everybody else. All right. Now, you don't need to leave. The budget is up next, and it'll be just as fun. Don't you think? All right. Shall we recess?
Let's give a recess.
About a 5-minute recess.
Okay. Annie, Jim, thank you.